This is you. This is me. No. And I love you. How does it go?
That wasn't that bad.
Thank you.
This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now.
Gonna let the light shine through.
Oh, no.
Is that correct or no?
Nope.
It's not shine through, it's shine on.
Shine on me.
It sounds like a worship, a Christian worship song, honestly.
You know what, honestly?
Reminds me of when I used to go to Christian Battle the Bands.
Oh, my God. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Teenage Dirtbags Podcast. We're a podcast that raises reviews teen movies, and we relate them to our own stinking lives. My name is Maddie.
My name is Carly.
And I guess the first thing we should say,
blah, blah, blah.
Just to make it, we have to make it clear. I have basically been pregnant for 2 years, and today's the first day that your eyes are glazed right now. You're like a glazed donut from Tim Hortons.
I feel like a glazed donut from Tim Hortons. The stale ones.
I should also say, I have my newest baby laying on me.
Mm-hmm. Right on your chest.
Right on my chest, because she will not sleep without being held this evening. And by this evening, I mean 1 a.m. No, 12:30 a.m. Anyway, so I have to be a little quieter than normal, which obviously won't last very long, because I have a baby on me. And also, I'm inhibited. No, inhibited. What's the word?
Annihilated?
No. Inhabited?
I know what you're trying to say.
What is it? Inhibition. Like,
no, it's not inhibition.
Inhabited?
It's not intoxicated.
I'm not inhabited. That doesn't make any sense.
Inhabited?
Inhibited.
Inhibited?
That sounds insane.
Inhibited. No, wait, that's not it. Is it?
Inhibited.
Inebriated. No. That's how you were thinking?
Can you look up inhibited?
Inhibit? Is that what you were asking me?
Inhibit.
Okay, inhibiting means present particle.
Okay. Never mind.
Inhibit? This is how it describes itself. Gerund, or present particle. As if that's supposed to help.
Okay, never mind.
Or you could just say hinder.
Okay.
Holy shit, I think I just lost every single brain cell I've ever owned.
Okay.
So you weren't trying to say inebriated.
No, I really wasn't. I'm so sorry.
We'll never know. This is me.
Is this okay? That's enough. Is this okay?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We just spent 4 minutes talking about what the word is that you're trying to think of. We should also point out that although we're not fully sober. Don't worry, guys. The baby is safe. There's a sober person in the house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
Of course, we wouldn't
The sober person is the baby. I'm just kidding. And we didn't do anything. Oh, my God. I'm not going to fucking make
You know what? We didn't even do anything.
Yeah, what is this? Stop questioning us.
I don't want people to comment and say,
you're such a bad mom.
Wow.
Speaking of weed, we did a Disney movie today.
Did we ever? I had never seen it before.
Oh, good God. Can I just discuss really quickly that the best thing I think we've ever done is go through Disney Plus, just look through the movies, and we realized, holy cow, there are so many movies for us to watch for this episode, or for this podcast.
Yeah. Ready? At the count of three, we're going to say the one that we want to watch next.
Oh, God.
Ready? From Disney Plus.
I don't know.
From Disney Plus. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Bend It Like Beckham.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, do you have anything to preface?
No, just that I had seen this movie before and you had not.
Right.
I had seen this movie many times before. And I will preface, actually, that as I've mentioned, well, I guess this is a new show, so people don't necessarily know this. I used to work at a camp. For ages.
Yes.
I realize that we're going to talk about this more during the movie, but I just want to say that Disney was a large feature of our camp, so Carly was shocked that I knew every word to every song.
I was.
In this movie.
She was blaming it on her campers.
Yeah, no, I was like, of course I know every single word. And Carly every time was like, I don't understand how you know every single word. Anyway, do the trivia. Do you have the trivia ready? No, of course you don't. because you're irresponsible.
Maddie, you've been getting mad at me all day.
I know. I've been so rude to her. Can you hear my baby breathing into the microphone? Oh my God.
Okay. Camp Rock came out June 20th, 2008 on what I'm assuming was the Disney Channel.
You don't have to assume.
Okay.
I can confirm.
You can confirm. Okay. And the log line is...
Rated R.
At a music camp for gifted teens, a popular teen, Idol, overhears a girl singing and sets out to find who the talented voice belongs to. What he doesn't know is that the girl is actually a camp kitchen worker with a fear of being heard.
That is not... She's a kitchen worker.
Who's afraid to be heard.
Oh my God, as if they call... She's a camper. She's not a kitchen worker.
Well, she's both.
Oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Who's starring in this movie?
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay, director, Matthew Diamond. Writer, Karen Gist. Regina. Regina. Oh, no. Sorry, Regina. Sorry. I really didn't mean to say Regina. I guess Regina is a place in Canada, so that's the slip up. It's us Canadians get confused. Regina Y. Hicks. Julie Brown and Paul Brown. Oh, it's a couple that wrote this together. And the cast is Demi Lovato.
And two other people. It's fucking four writers.
It's true.
Okay, go ahead. Continue. The cast.
The cast is Demi Lovato, Joe Jonas, Meagan Martin, Maria Canales Barrera, and Allison Stone. Oh, Stoner. That's a great last name.
Well, it's accurate.
Okay, we really need to focus. What the heck is this movie about?
So, basically, Camp Rock is a camp.
For rockers. And really good dancers, too.
Really good dancers.
Everyone's a really good
dancer.
And
music producers.
Right.
And essentially, there's just a ton of people. But it's... She's... Mitchie. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry. Mitchie. I apologize.
Regina. Mitchie is... What? Mitchie is Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
And you know what? Demi Lovato at the beginning of this movie could not afford to go to camp.
Correct.
But then her mom surprises her and said, listen, you can go to camp, but you have to work in the kitchen with me because I just got hired as the caterer even though I don't even know how to cook.
Oh my God. She's quite literally. So she has this, I can't remember her name, Kathy or something. And she has a catering company called like Kathy's Catering. Uh-huh. And it is... Horrible. Throughout the show, through the entire movie, rather, she, like, they show her food. Like, they should have just been like, let's just pretend like she's in the back working. We'll never show the food that she makes. Mm-hmm. But they, like, make presentations on the food.
Yeah.
And at one point, it's, like, taco night, okay?
Yeah.
And it's literally, she just puts out the, like, hard taco shells. Yeah. Like, the El Paso
yes.
hard taco shells. Mm-hmm. Like, billions of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, bowls of cooked ground beef. Probably unseasoned. And like bowls of shredded lettuce, bowls of tomatoes. Yeah. Like there's no, I'm not saying.
Spaghetti night, they just had noodles. There was no sauce or meatballs. Yeah, it was just
cooked spaghetti noodles.
It was the saddest food fight I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's just people throwing dry noodles at each other.
Yeah.
Requiring, there's no mess. There's no mess.
It's easy to clean.
What a boring food fight.
Boring food fight. And then like she does music themed desserts. And she's like, does this cookie like look like a CD? So is it circle? And then she goes, this cupcake has an eighth note on it. And it's literally this bite-sized cupcake, fine. And the design on it is literally just a little note.
And there's no icing. It's just a little black note on a plain cupcake.
It's absolutely insane. But it's, oh my God, it's absolutely insane. Anyway, so she gets hired to work at this camp. God help us all. And
should I say what I thought?
Oh God.
I made a joke about her name. I mean, it's really not that funny, but we laughed at the time. I
don't think we should. Should you mention it?
She's dealing with tomatoes in the kitchen. The mom looks like Marissa Tomei. And I made a joke that her name should be Marissa Tomato.
Right, because she was working with tomatoes.
And she looks like Marissa Tomei.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to cross that one off. Right. Okay, so then Joe Jonas over here.
No.
His name's Shane.
Stop. Wow. Okay, so you did not. So Joe Jonas plays a guy named Shane Gray, who mm-hmm. in this movie is a famous singer. So he's a famous singer playing a famous singer.
Yes.
And
But his name is not Joe Jonas in this movie. Correct.
And he's like this like Shane bad Gray. Boy. Yes. We said the name already.
Oh.
But he's like this bad boy in the media and he's being like shit on by all the news. They're like, bad boy Shane Gray, like trash a hotel room or whatever. So he has been hired by his uncle, who's the camp director.
Right.
And he has been hired to instruct at this music camp, like almost as to rehabilitate him.
Yeah. It's kind of like Walk to Remember when they're like, yeah, oh, you almost killed a man. As punishment, you have to join this play.
Basically. So he has to be, he's an instructor.
This movie is like a Walk to Remember, Cinderella story, and Raise Your Voice.
Yeah.
Okay, continue. Yeah.
And so, anyway, so he is now instructing, but he does not want to be there. So, anyway, Mitchie is there. She gets in with the cool kids, but she lies about her mom.
Yeah.
And says, because they all have rich parents, because they're all rich and famous parents. So they're like, who's your parents? And she's like, oh, my mom is like the CEO of Toonie Tune, Music Tune TV or something.
Yeah.
And she lives in China. And so they're like, whoa, oh my God.
So why is it so important that her mom is in China?
Because there's like no easy way to like mess this up. Though, of course, her mom works at the fucking place. So she obviously messes up immediately. But anyway, so they figure that out because she's also like running away all the time and working in the kitchen because she has to help her mom, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, at some point, she's, like, randomly playing piano in this room, and she's playing this beautiful song going, this is her real, this is me, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. And Joe Jonas overhears, and he's like, who is this voice? By the time he goes in there, she's gone. So he's, like Cinderella, trying to find who fits this voice.
Yes, yes.
So he, like, is, like, holding auditions, but meanwhile, like, people are all singing, like, around the camp trying to like get him to notice them.
Right. Because he's famous.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh my God, Mitchie, was it you? And she's like, no, he's never heard me sing. Anyway, then of course it blows up that her mom is the kitchen worker or whatever. Yeah. Or like, she's not the kitchen worker. She's the fucking chef. But anyway.
The caterer.
Horrible chef. Caterer. Thank you.
Horrific.
Horrific.
She would get fired immediately if they hired her on below deck.
Or on any sort of cooking situation. And then on below deck. And then she, so there's this thing called the final jam, which is their final performance at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitchie, and her best friend, Allison Stoner, who wants to be a music producer, which is the most insane.
I've seen
a lot of TikToks about Camp Rock recently where they make fun of a lot of parts of it. And one of it is they make fun of, Allison Stoner's, I think her name's Caitlin in the movie. Her performance as like this weird DJ music producer.
Wild.
It's insane. It's
wild.
Absolutely unhinged. And we'll have to put up a video of it or something because it's just absolutely insane. It's like just like sudden beats. Anyway, her and Demi Lovato have gotten banned because of this other thing, who cares, from the final jam, but then they sneak in at the end, and as they're performing at the end,
flying through this movie.
I'm just doing it really quick.
I mean, this episode is going to be 20 minutes. Anything you want to say? Any commentary along the way?
Yeah, I was just doing a general like, concept.
Okay, well, people can look it up on Wikipedia if they're curious.
You're right. Okay, go ahead with your commentary.
Okay.
Actually, no, I want you to read my one note that I have out loud.
Okay, Maddie made one note throughout this whole movie. It says, Mitchie desperately wants to go to Camp Rock. Oh my God. This is almost as bad as your notes were for Dirty Dancing. Where your note just said, I like the part where they dance. I'm fed up with you. We're 1 week in to the new year.
Yeah.
And this is what I get.
Yeah, Mitchie wants to go to camp.
I'm glad you understood the premise of this movie.
It's not even the premise. It's the first 10 seconds. It gets solved very quickly.
It's not even the first act. It's the first 7 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, continue talking.
Okay,
Christ.
There's a song where the cool girls play a song where they're saying they're too cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I'm too cool to know you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Keep going.
I don't remember the rest of it. That's it.
Well, I thought it was very catchy.
Oh, yeah. You thought it was good, which was
I mean, I didn't think it was insane. Good. I thought it was
you
catchy.
You were like, this is the bop.
It was. No, I would have, you know.
Okay. Bop to it?
Well, I mean, no. But I think some children would have. Mm-hmm. I wrote down no for V-necks. I just don't really find V-neck attractive on a man.
Which is unfortunate, because you said that. You announced that. You said, oh, I hate when men wear V-necks. And you said this when my husband was down here wearing a V-neck.
Okay, it's not the same when it's a button-up golf shirt. No, but
he actively wears V-necks a lot.
Well,
it's, and he was very upset by it.
I'm sorry, but, you know.
You're going to be in our polygamous marriage.
It's got to be just the crew neck. I'm sorry. If I'm going to do anything threesome-wise, it better not be a V-neck. Crew neck, if you want a piece of the pie. Okay. There is a plot in this movie. First of all, have you ever been to camp, music camp?
Yeah.
You've talked about this during American Pie episode, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I actually went to band camp.
And what did you do at band camp? Did you do all the things that...
No, I played the violin. And
you didn't play the flute.
No, I didn't. It was also very, like, I feel like I wore suits.
Did you do some dirty things with that violin?
No.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, I can't really tell you much, but I can tell you that we learned the James Bond theme song.
How does that go? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, you go, you go. I want to hear
you. You were right.
I want to hear what yours.
I was going to go, do, do, do.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's a good tune.
Yeah.
You know, this is a side note, people. I know this is a rough episode, but...
It sure fucking is.
There is a channel, I mean, a streaming service in Canada called Crave, and I purchase it monthly like you would any other streamer, and I've given my password out to every person I know.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Go ahead.
And recently, my continued watching... Q was about 45 different James Bond movies, all for some reason not finished.
Who was?
I thought it was my brother. I was like, why is my brother having a James Bond like conniption? And I found out tonight.
Oh, you did? You found out tonight that it was Mike.
I found out tonight it was Mike.
Yeah. I'd come down and he was watching another James Bond
movie. Why the hell doesn't he finish them?
He did. I just think that for some reason it didn't go through. But I've never seen 1 minute of a James Bond movie, ever.
I've only seen GoldenEye.
Oh, never seen it.
My friend Jordan, who I think you've met, when he was a kid, he was all about James Bond and I was all about movies. I didn't really care what movie. I just wanted to watch movies. So we watched a lot of James Bond, Pierce Brosnan. So, back to Camp Rock. There's a scene in the movie.
Wait, did you go to music camp?
Okay, you didn't really say much about music camp. You played the violin.
Played the violin and the bass. The double bass, rather.
And you learned the James Bond song.
Oh, and I also did a steel drum class, now that I think about it.
Steel drums?
Yeah.
As opposed to what, bongo drums?
No, I don't know. You had your main courses... Your main classes, it was whatever your main instrument was, which was, for me, violin, and I think I had a double bass class or something. And then I had a side, like an elective, and mine was steel drums. I had to do a performance on the steel drums.
But why do you say steel drums? Why can't you just say drums?
Because it's the steel drums. It's a thing.
It's like, just like the snare drums?
No.
Like?
The steel drums are an instrument. A specific instrument. What do they look like?
I just want to visualize it. They look like
steel. They're made of steel. They're like...
But are they the round rimmies?
They're tin.
They're rim ones?
What? No, a steel drum is like, you're standing, well, you don't have to stand, but it's a big, giant bowl.
Oh.
And it's like, boom, 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 like you, like.
Oh, that lame thing. You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not really the same as drumming.
Oh, my heavenly Lord, Jesus.
Oh, my heavenly Lord.
So rude. Sorry to all the steel drum players out there. Good God.
Holy Mary and Joseph on anyway, a donkey.
I went there and I have the yearbook for it still. We had a little yearbook. And it was fine. I went a couple summers. I think I went 2 summers.
Okay, good story.
There was a guy I had a huge crush on and he was so mean to me. I think he's gay.
That's what we girls gotta tell ourselves to get through the day.
I'm pretty sure he's gay. I'm pretty sure he's come out since.
Oh my gosh, I have a friend who every time a guy wasn't a lot reciprocal with the feelings, she'd be like, he must be gay. I was like, maybe he just doesn't like you. She's like, no, he's gay. I'm like, okay. There's a part in this movie. Oh, no, I've never been to music camp.
Okay.
I went to sports camp. And
sports camp?
Yeah, sports camp. You could pick 3 sports to focus on throughout, 2 weeks or whatever.
What'd you pick?
I picked mountain biking, tennis,
oh my.
And let me think.
Oh, Steel drums.
I did dance, actually. We did a dance to the Austin Powers theme song.
Stop it.
Yeah, we had to sort of prance around. Which is actually hilarious when you think about it. Sorry, but I was a child.
Yeah.
And like Austin Powers is like a very sexual movie.
Oh, for sure.
A man who has a lot of, he's a very horny man.
Yeah. In fact, he says, "Do I make you horny, baby?"
I was Austin Powers for Halloween.
You were. That is true.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I don't remember. It was another camp thing, but not the band one. It was irrelevant.
How many bands have you been in?
How many bands?
You've been in Fortunate, you've been in Pelvic Thrust or whatever.
No, that wasn't actually my band name. We just said it would be funny.
Oh, it would be band. Funny if.
And it wasn't Pelvic Thrust, it was...
Uh-oh. Anyway, okay, there's a part in this movie where the girl does what I like to call a Titanic switcheroo, where... Yes. She plants a bracelet, a charm bracelet.
The popular girl. Tess. The bad girl.
Terry Tess or whatever. What's her name? Just Tess.
Taylor or something.
Okay. Tess plants this very special charm bracelet on
Mitchie. Get her in trouble.
And she's like, Mitchie stole my bracelet. And for some reason, the head of
camp director. Camp
doesn't believe Demi when she says, I didn't do it. And just immediately says, you can't. In good conscience, be a part of camp anymore until the end of the final jam. So then, we don't see Tessie for a while.
No, Mitchie.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I wrote down the word chili in my notes. I wonder if we could talk about that for a second.
Go for it, please.
Okay, well, earlier this evening we watched Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves. And there
Honey,
was a...
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. And there was a scene where a volcano...
Starring Rick Moranis.
Starring Rick Moranis. And Jeff Garland. Not Jeff Garland. That's another man in that movie that kind of looks like Jeff Garland, but it's not him. And what happens is the kids do a volcano that when the volcano explodes, a whole shit ton of chili runs down the sides. It looks disgusting. It looks like diarrhea. And Maddie told us that when she was a child, that scene always made her really hungry. And I can't tell you how disgusting this chili looks. It looks like it just came from a butthole. Her stomach started growling as soon as that chili ran down the volcano. So anyways, cut to now we're watching Camp Rock. And there's more chili in this movie. And Maddie, again, wants to eat the chili.
Yeah. I love chili.
That's shocking. I would not, see you as, a... big bean person.
I'm not about the beans. I'm about the what chili symbolizes,
which is warmth, coziness,
fall, coziness, autumn.
You wouldn't have a summer chili.
Absolutely not. What am I fucking?
You wouldn't have a spring chili.
No. Are you kidding?
You wouldn't have a chili in a May afternoon.
Absolutely not. It was May in fucking Narnia, maybe, or the Arctic.
Wow, okay. My mom makes chili all year round.
She's psychotic. She's unhinged.
She's unhinged. Mrs. Smale is unhinged. But you know what? I feel bad for Tess in this movie.
Yeah, okay.
She has a lot of anger. She's very mean. She's very hostile.
Oh, she has an actual rage problem.
She has rage problems, which makes me wonder if she's experienced... Rage. I think she's experienced trauma, this Tess.
I think she's on steroids.
Okay, well, that's another possibility, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad for her because she performs at the final jam and then her mom comes in. She's like, Mom. She's so happy to see her mom. And then her mom just talks on the phone. And there's no wrap up with
those
two.
There's no resolution.
There's no resolution. You just have to feel bad for Tess forever, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I have to just live thinking that Tess is just going to be an unhappy person.
Yeah.
The mom doesn't say sorry. She doesn't say anything.
No. This mom does not look like she normally works in Disney movies. Like, she's not a Disney mom.
She's not a Disney mom. But you know what? Girls gotta get started in the acting business some way.
Well, she acts. That's for sure. In this movie, she literally makes this face at one point. It's like, oh, we'll get a screen grab of it. Just like complete, like, this woman has no lines. She is asked to portray her entire neglect for her child in one look.
Yeah.
And she does.
You know what? You're right, actually. She had to really pull off a couple different emotions with just her face.
Truly. And no dialogue. And, like, in a small amount of time.
They really, that's true. You know what? I have a lot of respect for that actress. I don't know.
You
I look mean,
like my uncle just there when you...
Uncle Rob? Oh, gosh. I, one time, shared a whole shitload of chicken wings with your Uncle Rob when you and Mike were not at the house.
What?
I'm not kidding.
I've never heard this
your
story.
Your uncle came to the house. He made so many chicken wings. He shared, like, 20 of them with me. And then that night, I felt so sick. I'm not blaming him. I just ate too many.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
Why was he at the house?
I don't know. You know, he stopped by sometimes. We talked. We ate chicken wings. I keep trying to say nugs, but it's wings.
Okay.
And that's the end of that.
That's a great. That's actually really funny. I did not know that happened.
I actually had to get a cab to pull over because I felt sick.
Stop it.
Dead.
Why were you in the cab?
I was on my way to the airport.
Were you living here?
Mm-hmm. I must have been going to... I went to LA, I think. September 2019, me and your uncle shared chicken wings.
Okay.
Okay, well, the final thing about this movie is that the final jam, it's just, you know, it's just classic. At least in Raise Your Voice, they attempt to show other instruments in the background, but this one doesn't even try. It's like, they go up, they're just singing, but for whatever reason, there's drums and guitar in the background. I mean, at one point, Joy Jonas is on his acoustic guitar sitting by the lake. He starts to sing, and there's backup singers when he's singing, and that doesn't make any sense because he's the only one around. So there's just little inconsistencies.
Oh my God, it's there's
the auto-tune girls.
Oh yeah, there's tons of auto-tune. It's a Disney movie, and then the inconsistencies do not stop because the whole thing is that Joe Jonas mm-hmm. has never heard Mitchie sing, right? It's a whole thing about how he's trying to find this girl who we heard sing, but we don't know it was her.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's no way he's ever heard me sing. But then the final song of the entire movie is a big, large performance by everybody together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, we rock at Camp Rock, whatever. It was like some Camp Rock, like, mm-hmm. you know, ensemble song. And who's singing together in the song is Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato and Mitchie. So like they're all choreographed. So obviously they rehearsed this. Mm-hmm. So, and they're like singing beside each other. So obviously he heard her sing at some point. Yeah. Like it's just,
there's a lot. It's a lot that doesn't quite, and I guess they could have maybe got like a YouTube tutorial before they came to camp.
Pardon?
You know, sometimes people, like, when they're like, let's do a flash mob at a wedding, you get sent like a stupid video. Yeah, but
this is within camp time.
How do you know that for sure?
Because he says that. He's sudden.
He just wrote it. He says he just wrote it.
What? No. Oh my God, my stomach just went crazy.
You think about chili? I think
about some chili. All that talk about chili.
Volcano
then.
Chili?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what we were saying.
Okay, I'm just trying to say that maybe the reason why they all knew the choreography and the song is because maybe they were sent it before camp and they learned about it.
Oh, I see. So they didn't rehearse at camp together.
They might have done it at home and then
I see
they came
saying.
Together like a little flash bomb, like at weddings. Got it. You see that at mm-hmm. weddings sometimes?
Mm-hmm. I've never experienced it in real life. I've never experienced a flash mob. Flash mob. I've never experienced it in real life.
I don't
life.
Think I have either, which I'm happy about because I don't think that I would be the core audience that they would want.
No.
I'm not the demographic for a flash mob.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I would get uncomfortable real quick, I think.
Yeah, I think I'd walk away.
Yeah.
I think you and I together would walk a flash mob, we'd be like, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta go. Yeah.
And we would really, very quickly and awkwardly shuffle away.
If I ever saw you participate in a flash mob, I'd drop dead. And probably vice versa.
Can you imagine? 100%. Can you imagine if we go somewhere together and then the other one just like looks at the other one and they just go break out into dance with a whole crowd of people?
Like it's like one of our birthdays and we think it'll be like a special treat for the other person.
Yeah. Or no, but even more unhinged is just like it's a completely unrelated flash mob that the other person goes and just like jumps in and knows every and they're smiling at the other person like proud.
Yeah, I think that would be really just not. It wouldn't be comfortable.
It wouldn't be us.
Wouldn't be us.
No, it wouldn't be.
I've been rewatching Grey's Anatomy, and I realize we're kind of a little bit like Christina and Meredith.
Do you think? Which one's who?
They are. Well, Meredith Grey is the star of the show.
I understand who they are, but which one am I and which one are you?
Oh, well, Christina really lacks like empathy for other people and only really is focused on her own needs. And
are you gonna say I'm her?
No, I don't think either of us are like that.
I mean, I do love her character
though. I know, I love her too, but now upon rewatching it, I'm like, I don't know if I could be friends with this girl. She is, as you would say, a little bit unhinged.
Yeah. We're Meredith and Christina, but like not.
We're just them in the sense that like
they're friends.
They're like very, very good friends, but they're not going to join a flash mob.
Okay. Those are the only two characters you could compare that are friends and wouldn't join a flash mob.
But they're not very sentimental. Well, they're not very ooey gooey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish this off with a bang.
Okay. What's that?
Well, did you want to talk about the detail at the end that really, really made you laugh?
The tie?
The tie.
Oh, my. So
the tie, oh my.
No, but it's not just the tie. The fashion, this came out in 2008. This was an iconic time because it was after the early millennium fashion and before kind of now's fashion. And it was right in the even more awkward where it was layered tank tops with cargo pants that had skirts on them with, you know, chunky necklaces and very severe bangs.
And it was the emo phase as well.
Emo and the small cropped cardigans.
Yeah, tight pants on the boys.
The tightest pants you've ever seen on Joe Jonas.
And that the hair.
Oh, God. It's
Kevin.
Kevin Jonas, yeah.
Kevin Jonas honestly looks so bad in this movie.
It's so bad. But the women, too. Like, the girls, I should say. Every single tank top is layered. Every single cardigan is cropped. And to add to that, what you're specifically talking about is Allison Stoner's character. I think her name's Caitlin or something. At the end of the movie, in the final jam, she is wearing the most heinous accessory I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It is a silver, sparkly,
shiny,
cropped tie.
Necktie. Yeah, like cropped as in like a clown.
Short. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A clown tie.
A clown tie. It is unacceptable. Unacceptable, but it's so accurate for the time. I can't say I didn't try to wear all these outfits.
I know.
I keep going back to the cropped cardigan, but the amount of cropped cardigans
like you wanted
I had,
to show like your hip bones.
Or cropped, I didn't have them, but I wish I could have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have hip bones, but I didn't have the visible hip bones.
Right, like the little midriff.
Yeah, like the Marissa Cooper.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. But they had, you know, they wanted it here, which is fine. And everybody did. It was a huge style.
Fashion. Oh, I have worn crop tops that are so embarrassingly short.
No. They're not the crop tops. The cropped cardigans are over. They're layered.
I know. Yeah. Right? I'm picturing it now.
Yeah. And they're
stitches,
crocheted. They're often crocheted.
Blue notes.
Yes. Or cropped vests.
Yeah. Oh, I had one of those.
Yeah. And they're like an army green.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a... You know, ruffle. Sometimes they're long sleeved, but still cropped. Long sleeve for warmth, but cropped for style.
That is so ugly.
No.
The vision of that.
I know, but can you envision it?
I can envision it on me. I probably wore it.
I own multiple. For sure.
I know.
And guess what? I loved them.
I know.
I loved them.
I know. What do you think is going to be now's thing that we're going to look back and be like, that was hideous?
That's a great question. I don't even know.
Maybe bloodstones?
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
But then like Crocs were that a few years ago and then they came back wildly.
Yeah, they did. I think
same with Uggs. Uggs are back.
I'm happy about that actually.
Oh, I am too.
Although they're very terrible in the snow.
No, yeah, correct.
They get soggy.
Mm-hmm. I truly cannot emphasize how tight Joe Jonas's pants are in this movie.
I know. I really feel like I could see.
It's contouring.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, it's expressive.
I had a vision.
There's another actor in this movie, and it is Joe Jonas's nether regions.
Yeah, it's Joe Johnson.
Oh,
Yep. And he's married to Sophie Turner, which was who we watched the most recent film, Due Revenge.
Yeah. That's how we should choose our movies from now on, is we have to have one
to make a connection. Okay, well, what's going to be now? Who would be the connection in this
Allison
movie?
Allison Stoner.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yep.
Or, like, Step Up 7 or whatever she's in.
Mm. Yeah. Or the Missy Elliott video.
We could just watch that.
Yeah.
And review it. I used to love Missy Elliott.
Icon.
Icon. An absolute icon.
Absolutely. You fruitly tootly. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I would go to the VDP, video dance parties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would just long for a Missy tune to come on.
Oh, for sure. Sean Desmond and Missy Elliott.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Desmond and Sean, the other Sean.
Sean Paul?
Sean Paul. The point of the story is Allison Stoner has got some great performances,
mm-hmm.
some great dance moves, some great style, and we like Missy Elliott.
And that's our review on Camp Rock.
That's kind of it, honestly. The final jam is
you know
the final
how my notes end.
I know, we squeezed about 40 minutes out of that movie.
I'm shocked, honestly.
What else do we want to say about it before we wrap it up? Were you a Jonas Brothers fan?
No, not really. They came out just a tad too late for me to mm-hmm. give a shit. Mm-hmm. But so I worked at a camp for 5 years.
Yeah.
And in the final 2 years, I was the musical theater, head of musical theater or whatever. So we did 2 plays a summer. So that was 4 plays in total. And the reason I'm saying this is because mm-hmm. I got to choose what the plays were, blah, blah, blah. So in my, I want to say my second year is when a High School Musical became really big. Sorry, maybe it was my first year. And Camp Rock got big, I think, during my last year, but it wasn't big enough yet. Uh-huh. So I probably would have done Camp Rock as a show at the musical theater camp, but I didn't.
You would have directed a show
of Camp Rock,
and you would have on just stage. You would have just sort of written your own dialogue and gotten
no,
to it.
No, I would have found the script online. I always found the script online.
You would do an hour and a half show.
No, I would take out a bunch of shit.
Okay.
Anyway, the point is that I was slightly too old to necessarily care, but I also knew because of our campers, I knew everything about it because everyone was obsessed with Camp Rock.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of forget where I was going with this, but my point is some of the songs in this are catchy. There's 2 songs in particular. The Jonas Brothers one that's like, I don't know what it's called, but it's called, it goes, Music's in My Soul.
Sorry. I'm just trying to keep my eyes from being like...
Bored? Thanks.
No. They're just kind of getting low.
Okay. So there's a Jonas Brothers song about music in this movie. And then the final duet. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Between Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato. Anyway.
Is that song number one that you like? What's number two?
I just fucking said it. The Music in My Soul.
Which one's that?
By the fucking Jonas Brothers.
Music's
in my soul. I can hear it every day, every night. It's the one thing on my mind. Music, something like that.
Okay. So those are your top 2 fave songs of this.
Just saying the music is fucking catchy. That's okay. It.
I agree. No, I thought that one song about being cool was catchy.
Too cool for you. Because I'm too cool to know you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm gonna download that song. Are you gonna ask me if I ever listened to Jonas Brothers?
Did you really like the Jonas Brothers? Hey, did you like the Jonas Brothers?
Say it again.
Hey, you know what? Question. Did you like the Jonas Brothers?
You know what? I was a little too old for them too.
You what?
I felt too old for them as well.
Oh yeah.
They mm-hmm. came out. My friend Christy was very into them, and for whatever reason, she was very into Nick, which I did not. I've never understood the Nick thing personally. I understand mm-hmm. he's attractive, but I'm not a Nick fan.
Okay.
Like, if I'm going to pick a Jonas Brother, it's going to be Joe.
For sure.
And then it's going to be Kevin.
Kevin used to be my favorite. I used to be like, I'm going to be different.
Right. And Kevin is certainly different.
He sure is.
He sure is.
Can we talk about something for 1 minute?
Yes.
Were we not talking about in the last episode that we recorded about all the family... reality shows.
Did the Jonas Brothers have one? Oh, the brother did, Kevin and Diane Yell.
They did?
They did. I remember watching it.
Oh.
But she had a lot of anxiety.
Oh. Well, they also had a fake one. Uh-huh. Not fake, but it was scripted. Like, it was written for the Disney Channel. It was very obviously scripted.
Oh, okay.
It was very, like, Hannah Montana-esque. But then they also had, well, they had a documentary about them, which was actually quite good.
Yeah, no, I don't mind the Jonas Brothers.
I love them now. I think they're great.
No, I think, I mean, I don't listen
to them. I think Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are an iconic couple of our generation.
They are? You know, like, do you still listen to their music?
I mean, the songs from, I mean, I'm not really listening to it, I suppose, but like there's a couple songs I really like the new one, Sucker for You or whatever.
New one?
Yeah.
Isn't that song like 5 years old?
I mean, maybe. Did you like Demi Lovato? I think Demi Lovato has a fucking set of pipes on her.
She's got a good voice.
Oh, she's got a fantastic voice. In fact, the songs that she's released, like, outside of this movie, like, there's some really good fucking jams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's, yeah.
I can't think of what they're called right now. Like,
there's ones about, you know, rising up because, you know, she almost died.
No, no, yes. But I'm talking about just before that. Like, there's one called Heartbreak or something.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, there she's got a, the only problem, this is the problem I have with Demi, is that I want to sing along with her.
Yeah.
And I cannot.
Oh, because she's a good, like, she's better.
It's not only is she better, like, she's reaching these notes and these long, like, belts that I'm like, how does anybody sing to this? Like, I can sing beautifully mm-hmm. in the shower.
Yeah.
To her songs. But when I want to be like, hey, listen to this song by Demi, I'm going to sing along with it. I don't want anyone near it. It breaks glass.
Yeah.
My voice.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Powerhouse.
Oh my
god. Very powerful. Crikey.
It's like an organ.
Yeah.
It sounds like a powerful church organ.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I can compare it to.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. And I think the Jonas Brothers are talented too.
Not in the same way.
Not in the same way. Absolutely not the same way. I don't have real interest in ever seeing the Jonas Brothers in concert.
Oh no. But I would love to hang out with Joe and Sophie.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, I am.
Do you know who else I would love to hang out with? Alison Stoner.
Would you really?
Absolutely. I love her.
I mean, if someone said to me, do you want to have lunch with Alison Stoner today? I would be like, well, like, if she needs someone. Like, but I'm not running to the reservation.
If she needs someone.
You know, I'm like, well, if she's looking for someone to chat with, I guess I'll go. But, like, if you're asking me as a fan, I'm like, yeah, you can give it to someone else.
If she's desperate.
Well, you know.
If she doesn't want to eat alone,
I'd rather not eat alone, I'll go. But if it's more of, like, a fan thing, give it to someone else.
I didn't say it was, like, a fan. I just think she's cool. Like, I don't want to be a fan. I want to be a friend.
I would rather have lunch with you than Alison Stoner.
That's insane. I would not rather have lunch with you than since we're not. I'm kidding. I love you very much.
That would be a normal thing because she's in a lot of your favorite movies.
My favorite movies?
You love Chihiro the Dozen.
I don't think I've seen Chihiro the Dozen in a dozen years.
Really?
Except it is Steve Martin. And what's her name?
Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie fucking Hunt.
And Tom Welling and Ashton Kutcher and Hilary Duff.
Oh my God. The amount of people who are... Did you just say Ashton? He's someone's boyfriend, isn't he?
Yeah, the older sister that's in Coyote Ugly.
Oh my God. What a cast of early millennium people.
Guess what?
What?
The second year by the dozen with Eugene Levy.
Uh-huh.
And that exact same cast we just named off.
Uh-huh.
I.
Was in it.
No.
You wrote it.
It was at a cottage. Do you remember the movie? It's at a cottage.
No, I don't remember it literally at all.
I bowled over.
Stop.
While they're filming.
But it was in Toronto. Or in, not Toronto, but in...
Near Peterborough.
Pardon?
My friend Jordan, who I think I mentioned in this episode, maybe it was not this episode.
No idea at this
point. But my friend Jordan, he had a cottage on the same lake, and him and his parents knew how much he loved Smallville, a.k.a. Tom Welling, and...
Is the first one filmed in Toronto, too?
It was probably filmed in Canada.
Or in GTA. I keep saying Toronto. I just mean, like...
Probably.
Peterborough. Whatever.
Probably.
That is fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating?
Mm. Camp Rock was also filmed in the GTA. We didn't even mention that. This movie that we've recorded about.
And I also boated up to this.
No, you set. Did not stop it. But it was filmed in, what did I say it was? Halliburton. Cottage country in good old Canada.
Yeah.
In Ontario.
Yep.
Ontario.
There's a place I know in Ontario. Ontario. Where the sunshine comes and the party goes.
Have you ever been there?
No, I don't believe in that shit.
Yeah, me neither. I've never been. It's marine land for everybody who doesn't know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, where they...
Everyone loves...
Trap animals.
Marine land. Ding.
Except for the animals...
That live there.
Ding. Ding. Yeah. No, it's awful.
I think it doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Oh, I think it still does. It's horrible.
Stop, really?
Yeah.
What's the other one? Marineland and SeaWorld. That's it.
And all these other
SeaWorld's gone. It's got to be gone.
It's not. People Stop. Still go to SeaWorld after seeing Blackfish. Can you believe that?
God, what a movie. That is an incredible movie.
The part where the whale grabs the trainer's toe and pulls him down to the bottom of the tank is in my nightmares.
Oh, can you imagine saying I died by my death was... scalping by a whale?
Can you imagine a whale grabbing your toe and pulling you to the bottom?
Yeah, but how about when the woman dies?
I know that one crazy whale.
Yeah, that scalped her.
Telecom.
Telecom.
Telecom. Telecom killed like 2 people.
I think it's 3. And I think the whale recently died. Like in the past 5 years or something. Not like yesterday.
That's horrific to think about.
The fact that this is a Camp Rock episode and we're suddenly talking about Blackfish.
I just, honestly, it can make me cry when I think about it.
That's a great, I would love to watch that.
Watch me cry?
That was a movie.
Blackfish?
Yeah.
And the Cove?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started about the Cove.
I won't.
Yeah, you shouldn't because this episode's too long. All right, what do you rate this movie?
I mean, say 5.5.
You're giving this 5.5. The one who has seen it 8 times. Okay. I guess I have to go lower.
No, you don't.
Well, you love this movie.
I don't say I love this movie.
You just know every song by heart. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll give it a 4.5, I guess. Because I certainly don't want it to be higher than yours.
Well, you can't judge it like that.
That wouldn't be right.
Okay, fine. I give it a 6.
Okay, I give it a 5. Oh. It's not horrible. I just think, like, I'd rather watch Raise Your Voice. I'd rather watch
Cinderella
Story. Well, I'm
not like, oh, everyone, let's watch this Oscar-nominated film. But I'm saying that it was entertaining to watch, was it not? And also, there have been movies... Anyway, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I mean, you also made us watch Home Alone. Oh, wow. Honey, we Shrunk Ourselves.
Yeah, that's a great
movie. And you
movie.
Said, before we started, you said, this... is such a good movie.
Do you not think it was?
I think it was.
Are you kidding?
I mean, it actually was.
I know.
It actually was pretty good.
Allison Mack.
Was in it.
Rick Moranis.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
The boy who plays Alfalfa.
Yeah, Bud Hall.
His name is Bud
Bug
Hall?
Bug Hall. Bug.
B-U-G. His name is Bug.
I mean, he wasn't named that. It's his nickname. His stage name. Do you expect his name to be anything else?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be, like, Kevin. Like, Bug?
Anyway, so...
Do you have any crushes?
Who's yours?
My weekly crush?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how it could maybe be related to this movie.
I know who mine is.
In some regard. Well, go ahead.
Allison Stoner.
Okay.
I think... Have you seen her now?
I know that she's a fantastic dancer.
Oh, my God. She has, well, at least the last time I've seen a video or image of her or whatever, she has a buzzed haircut. She looks fucking awesome. Like, I think if somebody could pull, like, I have no offense to you or to me, but if either of us buzzed our hair,
what?
We'd look like thumbs.
So we would look like a gorgeous Sinead O'Connor.
No, I would, Sinead.
Oh, I was
Please
pronouncing it.
Please tell me you know her name is Sinead O'Connor.
It's spelt Sinead.
Sinead O'Connor. Her name is Sinead.
Okay, well, she had a fabulous bald head.
Yeah, but not bald, buzzed.
Okay, well, she buzzed hers.
Okay, anyway, my point is Allison Stoner has a beautiful buzzed hairstyle right now, and she looks fucking awesome.
Go marry Allison Stoner already.
I truly would, but polygamy is frowned upon in our country. Go ahead.
Who's not in the Northwest Territories.
Well, we're not there, are we? We're in Ontario.
There's a place I know.
Have you ever been to Marineland?
God. Just kidding. It boils my blood to even think about it.
Yeah. Okay, can you please tell me who your weekly crush is? Is it Tillicum?
Is it Tillicum?
The whale.
The whale that killed two people. Three.
Oh, no.
Honestly, yes. Tillicum is my weekly crush.
Okay.
I'm going to say that again. Tillicum is my weekly crush. I respect Tillicum for...
Don't. Careful.
Hey, I respect Tillicum for self-defense. Oh my gosh, what do you think the trainers of Marineland are going to be offended? You think the family members of the three Marineland trainers are going to listen to this podcast and be offended? Okay. That I'm just stating that a whale in distress is going to hurt other living things.
You're right.
Okay? Sorry, R.I.P. R.I.P. to the Tillicum victims. Is that bad?
Oh my god. Okay. Okay, what else you got to say?
I think that it's time to say goodbye. And I think that we should say...
So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
And we want to say thank you.
Kirsty's going to listen to this and be so fucking mad that I got that wrong. We're going to get a personal message from Kirsty. Maybe even hate mail from other people, too, but definitely Kirsty.
Okay. Hopefully we don't have too many Sound of Music purists out there.
Hopefully we have someone listening still.
That's true. Okay, well, thank you to my brothers, Eric and Kevin Smale, for our theme song.
And go check us out, if you are still listening, at Teenage Dirtbags Podcast on Instagram, Teenage Dirtbags with a Z. And give us a little cheeky review. Give us a cheeky little share, comment.
Cheeky. Also, if you could DM us some teen movies that you'd love to see us review.
Please give us some suggestions. Yeah,
please let us know. We would love your suggestions. And thank you for listening. We are sorry if this was a
waste
funky,
of your time.
A bumpy one.
But we had a great time.
We had a great time.
And that's all that matters in the end.
Truly. Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.